So, tell us about your marriage.
Well, on Thursday evening, my wife and I drove up from L.A. all the way up to San Francisco through the night. We arrived at 2:30 in the morning on Friday morning, February 20th, 2004. We camped out with a bunch of other couples. We were there all night through the rain and cold. And every single person, although we were cold, were so happy. Just a huge smile in their beings because we were all getting married. And there were so many angels there. There were couples who had been married the previous days before. They brought coffee. They brought donuts. They brought so much. We found out there had been other people from other states that had looked up flower shops in the area, would send them money and ask them to just donate bouquets of flowers and boutonnieres to people. The amount of love there was so amazing. And the whole time we were in San Francisco, that's what we received from everyone. I didn't even know if they were gay or straight. I had no idea. All I knew was that they were about love, and they were about congratulating us and supporting us, and it was the most amazing experience. And we were one of the first 50 to get married that day, and we were issued into the city hall. And once we got into city hall, we were in a really long line, and every couple that got their license, once they came by, there was tons of volunteers. There was one volunteer that came all the way, flew from Iowa, just to help us. There was one volunteer she was like the big cheerleader. And every single time there was a couple that came by with them, with a marriage license, she had us all cheer for them. So I'm talking over 50 couples passing us, gay and straight. They were segregated. All the gay people were segregated against the straight folks who had their appointments. And it was kind of weird that way, but you had to understand it as well. And we cheered for them as well, you know, even though they kind of were like uncomfortable with us being there and didn't really like sharing their wedding day with us. That was the fact. And the volunteers took care of us. They carried all of our bags. And we went up into this most beautiful rotunda. Alma and I went up to the third floor, these huge windows. The most wonderful person who officiated our wedding, her name's Christina Milano. And the ceremony was the most sacred and empowering moment of my life so far. And it was unbelievable, really. And then everywhere we went, whether it be out to dinner or just walking around, everybody congratulated us, including on our drive home when we had just married on our car. People were honking, giving us a thumbs up, and supporting us. So it was a life-changing experience. It was amazing.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Go get married while it's happening. This is a monumentous opportunity. And really, anybody who is in a relationship and desires to get married, really take this opportunity and take the time to take a trip up there. It's a life-changing event.
Great. What's your name?
BJ Hawk.
Where are you from?
I live here in L.A.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have anything you'd like to say to the listeners on L.A. Indie Media?
Go out and vote. Do whatever you can. Be an active participant. Join the movement and do whatever you can and be active and voiceive and help write and continue what some really strong politicians, Gavin Newsom, is doing. He has taken a stance that's so huge, and we got to support people like that and really get the word out.
Great. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.